You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Beginning this week's parasha, Torah starts parasha Tazria with the psukim that deal with Yoledes, with the woman who gives birth, and it says, "Tav bnei Yisrael leemor ishu ki sezria v'yoldo zocher." So she'll give birth to a male baby. V'tomo shivas yomim. She'll become tame for 7 days. Kimei midas tvo iso titmo. She'll become tame like a needle. Become tame like a needle. Uvayoyim ashmini yimol b'sar olosay. And in the 8th day, you will do a bris mila. And then it continues on to her tomb in a tar. One can ask, first, what do you mean by Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Alosa? What does that have to do with, we're talking about the woman. The whole parasha speaks about the woman. She will be tamei for 7 days, then she'll count 33 days if you made Tahara, of 33 days of that she won't be tamei. Then she's going to bring a korban. And in the middle, we stick in that by Yom HaShmini Yimol B'Sar Alosa, that the baby will have Mila. What does that have to do with Aisha? Speak about the woman becoming tamei. Why do you stick in here that the baby will have to do bris mila? We know bris mila from other places. We have the tzivuim, the Gemara tells us, and Sanhedrin, there's source for us that we have bris mila already coming from Avraham Avinu. So why do you have to stick it in right here? Why do we put it here? Question number one. Question number two is, the Torah tells us, what will be the din of Yoledes? So it says, the Torah says, "Kimei nidas tvoisot itmo." She'll be like it. She will be. She'll have a status like a nida. What is the status of a nida? What is the halachas of a nida? The Torah did not mention that. Where does the Torah mention the halachas of a nida? In the end of Pash Mitzoyo, this week, this year, it's both for here and Chutzot and Eretz Yisrael. Put this Rima Mitzoyo together. So the beginning of this week's parasha speaks about Yoledes, a woman gives birth, that she has the halacha like a nida. The end of Parsha Mitzrayim, end of the double parasha, ends with the halachas, with the psukim that have to do with the halachas of nida, zava, and all the halachas have to do with the woman who becomes tamei. So, shouldn't the Torah, the order should be that first you will speak about the main thing, you'll talk about the basics. Nida and Zava is a problem. Has these halachas. Now you should know that a woman who gives birth has the same halachas. But the Torah starts with a woman who gives birth, say you should know she's like a woman who's Nida, and then you just speak about Nida later, and then the Parsha Mitzrayim. Shouldn't the order be the opposite? I just emphasize the question more. The Medrash brings the what's right after Yoledes. What we speak right after this first parasha, we right away jump into Mitzrayim. So the Medrash tells me, why do we speak about Mitzrayim? What is the Shaykhus? One of the reasons that Tzaras comes, L'Aleinu, is for someone who's not careful with Nida. That's what the Medrash says. So the Torah picks to connect Mitzrayim to Yoledes, to a woman who gives birth. And Yoledes is mentioned in Yoledes, the din of Tinida, to tell me the Mitzrayim is like Nida. So shouldn't you put the Mitzrayim next to the Parsha of Nida, which is the source of the Torah? Why do we do it? Why do we connect this in this convoluted way? I speak about Yoledes, which is like a Nida, and put the Mitzrayim next to that. Why isn't it, we're speaking about the order of the parasha, shouldn't be Nida, then comes Yoledes, and then Mitzrayim is connected to that. Finally, Chazal, in Sefer HaZoyar, Parshas Emor, tell us that the sphere of Sa'imer that we have, is a sphere that we do every year, we count the 7 weeks of going from Yitzias Mitzrayim to receive the Torah. Right? It's already brought down. The Ran, in end of Masechet Pesachim brings that right away when I was a kid on Mitzrayim, they already had the yearning and the preparation that they're going to get the Torah in a few weeks. So they counted the Sfira to get the Shavuos. And as brought down, for example, the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, that the Shita of the Rishonim of the Rambam that holds the Sfira Soimer today is Deraisa. Do you have a mitzvah to count Sfira Soimer even when you do not have a korban of the Omer? Is because we go with that, with this idea that the Ram brings, that we're counting towards Matan Torah. And we're building up, going out of Mitzrayim to go receive the Torah within 7 weeks. Chazal and the Zohar tell us that the 7 weeks that Am Yisrael counted is equivalent to the 7 days that Anida counts. It's equivalent to the Sofra law. Same way a woman Anida counts 7 days, so Am Yisrael will count the Sefer Soim. And the Poshim Shat, as already the Mephoshim explained, is the idea that Anida is Tomet, which is very low on the scale of Tumah. And Am Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were very low. We already mentioned what Chazal tell us, which brought down the Mitzvarim, that Am Yisrael were Memtes Shari Tumah. They were in the 49th level of Tumah. And that's why we count 49 days of Sfira Soimer to get out of every level of Tumah that Am Yisrael had. We're going out from there, going up to the other direction. And that is the idea of the counting. But why Dafki you equivalent this to Nida? I mean, there's many other Mitzrayim. Could have said that Am Yisrael is equivalent to Mitzrayim, to a Tumas Meis, for example. There's a specific example of Am Yisrael going to Nida. What's the connection? So to explain all that, we'll try with a few Yisoidus that Ramoy Shapiro, Zechet Zakti Vracha, used to say a lot regarding Sfira Soim. We'll start with the following. In general, the two extremes that we have in the world that Torah introduces to us is Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov represents is obviously the father of Am Yisrael. Esav represents Umas HaOlam in a general form. And they are the two opposites, the two extremes that we have. When the Torah brings the discussion or the debate that Yaakov and Esav have when they meet, the Torah puts it in very exact words. Esav tells Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov was trying to give him the presents, Esav tells him, "Thank you, my brother. Aval yesh li rav. I have a lot." And Yaakov Avinu tells Esav, no, take the presents, because Chanani Elokim v'chiyesh li koil, because I have everything. Esav refers to his stuff, to his property, to his assets, as rav. Yaakov refers to what he has as koil. What's the difference between rav and koil? Rav is a lashon of ribui, of harbe, a lot. He has many things. Many different things that don't connect to one theme. He has this, and he has that, and he has this, and he has that. Yaakov Avinu saying, yesh li kol. What is yesh li kol?
What I need.
I have everything. I have it. Kol is in Lashon HaKodesh, is not only what I need, but kol is I have everything as one unit. HaKol is one thing. It connects together. Rav is Revava, many. Several things. No, there's no connection, it's not one unit. Kol, on the other hand, is something that combines the details to be one. In general, when we speak of Yaakov and Esav, to what we talk about today, is Yaakov represents Am Yisrael, worship of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Esav represents Umas HaOlam, that worship of Avodah Zarah. Yaakov Avinu represents everybody that connects the world, the nation, that connects everything that we have to one unit, to call. Esav represents Umas HaOlam, or the philosophy that looks at the world as something which is many details, but they don't connect to one thing. They don't connect to one unit. It's well down that Sfiras HaOmer, you count Chamishim Yoim. 50 is the gematria, the numeric value of Koil. And the idea behind it was Koil, meaning connecting all the details to be one. What we're trying to do, what I was sort of doing in Sfiras HaOmer, is building up details that connect you to one unit that can elevate to something higher. Connecting to one unit, a little bit of connection to what we spoke about last week, we're building this world to connect it to something higher. How do you build this world to connect to something higher? It was when you connect the details to be one. I mean, you're connecting the whole world to be a preparation to a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just another remez, another example to that. We're counting in Sfiras HaOmer 7 weeks, 7 days each. In general, obviously we know, and then the Sidurim, we speak about the Lashonis of the Sfiras, that the seven different levels, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the world. But in general, this world is divided into seven. 7 days of the week, right? We show you already the Yeshiva, Koyuk, Leches, the seven stars of the constellations that the Rishonim spoke about. The world is divided into seven. The days of the week are divided into 7 days as well. What are the 7 days? The Sheish Sheis Yomim, Vayayim HaShvi'i, the 7 days Shabbos. The reason why we do 49 in the most simplistic way to explain it is basically as we know, in the end of the Sfiras HaOmer, we have seven Lashonis that we say, you have the seven ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the world, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and we count the double, right? Every day we do Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvura, Chesed Shebeferes. And the idea is, look, in a simple way, is basically we multiply every point of the seven, every stage that we have in the 7 days or the seven elements in the world by the seven elements. Meaning each one, it's so to speak, Sunday or the first day, Yom Rishon, is connected one element in the world, and that element is divided into seven. And you have the first element of the first day, you have the second element of the first day, the third element of the first day, etc., etc. So when you multiply seven by seven, you're basically expanding the seven to the maximum. You do seven, and you look at each point of the seven from every one of the seven. That's just in a nutshell. So you have 7 times 7, you get to 49. 7 times 7 is the 6 days of the week plus Shabbos. Shabbos is always the nekudah emtzois, the middle part, that connects everything. The way the Maharal says it, whenever you look at something in this world, any, call a box, you have six sides. You have the top, the bottom, the right, the left, the front, the back. But every room has six sides. And then you have the middle, which connects everything together. The middle is not something which is tangible, you can't touch the middle, but the middle is there. You have the seven, six sides, and then you have the middle that connects everything together. So you have Shisha with the Shvi, which connects it. When you have the Shvi, which connects it, that's when you have Gdusha in the world. That's when you connect to something higher. If you don't connect, if you don't have the seventh element, so you're looking only in six. 6 days of the week without the middle point which connects them. You look at the six sides which out without the extra thing. We started talking about last week that brought down the name of the Arizal. So when Avraham Yisrael came into Mitzrayim, Paro was saying, Mi Hashem Hasheshma Vekoyle. Me, who is it? I don't know who it is. Chazal tell us that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the name that we use when things are a little confusing, is the name Elohim. Elohim is a combination of the word Ele and Me. Elohim could be confusing. What do I mean could be confusing? Sometimes that same name was used for the other direction, for Elohim Acher. Meaning when things are not so clear, that's the name that you use. Sometimes people fall into the trap of using the wrong thing and they say Elohim Acher. But the right way to look at it is Elohim, Hashem Hashem. The word Elohim is the is a combination of the word Ele and Me. What does it mean? We're looking. As it says in the pasuk, look up in the heaven. Who created all this? Ele is this. I have the world. Me, Borele. Who is the one who connects all this together? Who is the one who created all this? Me, Hashem, Hashem, who's the one who says, who's the one who brings all that together? That's the Me. When you have the Me together with the Ele, and you're seeing all the details of this world, and you're seeing what connects them together, that's when you have the real Shem Elohim. Me and Ele together. Who all this connected with the thing that connects them together. But if you remove the Me, you don't have the connector. So what are you left with? That's already, that's the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says. When you take out the Me from Shem Elohim, what are you left with? Only with the word Ele. What does Ele stand for? That's what Am Yisrael used when they were with the Chayte. Ele Elohecha Yisrael. Ele is when you're looking at this world without the connector, you have only Ele. If you have the world with the connector, then you have Elohim. Then you have the Me Bore Ele. To connect, to bring everything together. So just again, the remez we're trying to get to is the word Ele is the gematria of 36. Ele is 36. 6 times 6. When you're talking about the full spectrum, when you have the connection, you have the 49 that we're counting in Sfiras HaEmek. That's the 49 that connects the seventh element, that connects here, the connector. They have the Shabbos with it. That is the 49 days of the Omer. They connect something higher. But if you don't have that, what are you left with? Eile Elohecha Yisrael. That's basically what we're dealing with. We're going out of Mitzrayim with power that said, Me Borel, I don't know the connector. Meaning he is in the elements of Eile, without the Me. And what we're doing is we're building the Sfiras HaEmek, which is Me, as we mentioned last week. That's, again, Me is the gematria of 50, is again, again, the Chamishim. The counting of Memtes is the gematria of Koil, is the gematria of Me, is the gematria of going, trying to connect this whole elements of this world to something higher, to something greater, something bigger. When you have this world with Shabbos connecting something higher, then you can get to a new dimension, which is called Yoyim HaChamishim, Shai HaChamishim, which we get to. It's a new level, that's Shavuos. That's already a place which is above the world, above, in a certain element, has something which is greater than Shabbos. The Shabbos that we have, it's in the week, it connects the week together, and Shavuos is something which is bringing Torah to the world, which is a higher place. So that's the Mahalach that we have, doing the day, the Sfiras HaEmek, is to get to something which is higher than this world. Here's another dugma ladavar, is we have Sfiras HaEmek, we count the Omer. The word Sofar, to count, used for count, this word, this Shoyresh of Samech Pei Resh, has two different meanings to it. It has a meaning of Mispar, counting, which comes from the lotion of Sfar, which is Kavul, which means boundaries, counting. When you count something, you put something into a certain confinement. As the Gemara says, "Ain't a bracha shayra lo b'davar amanu lo b'davar sofer." When you count something, you're limiting it to a certain extent. But then sofer has another meaning. Sofer means also the shayrish of the word can ma'ase livnas hasafir. It says that when Am Yisrael, when the Skenim looked at the Kisa covered, when they're not supposed to look, they looked in Har Sinai, they saw it in the shape of the Safir. The Safir means the element of Kedush, which is above this world. We're using the Mispar, the counting, that it's the boundaries of this world, to count and connect everything together to get to the higher place of a Safir, of a Mispar, of Yom HaChamishim, something which is higher than this world. This is the concept of the Sfiras HaEmek. When Am Yisrael are going out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim, they're going out from a place which denies the connection to something higher. which denies, it says, me Hashem, Hashemakla. Where's the me? And we're building out of 49 days, going out the 49 tubas of Mitzrayim, building up to get to a place which is an element of Dusha, element of connecting this world, the potential that this world has to connect to something higher. And just, you know, connecting to what we spoke about last week, to really be, even before we get to Torah, before we get to Matan Torah, before we get into the element of bringing Kedusha to the world, you have to have this world ready to get it, ready to receive the Torah. That's what Am Yisrael are doing during these days. They're preparing the world to receive Torah. How does the world prepare to receive Torah? Building that, you know, self-connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has ingrained in it that Kedusha, that Shaychus, is something higher than me, the coil, the connection to something big. So if that is a serious Zoymer, let's try to bring it back to what we're speaking here in this parsha and connection to Nida. The Shem Yishmuel brings in this week's parsha, Parsha Tazria, two places. He brings in the name of his grandfather, this is the Kotzker, with an explanation of his father, the Avnei Nezer, the following idea. He asks a question. He says, I don't understand. A woman gives birth. A new life came to the world. It's beautiful. There's a new baby. There's a new Chaim, a new Yid. Why is she Tomei? She causes tumor when she brings life to the world? What's that? So he explains, based on his father, that the idea is that the tumor is not the fact that she brought life to the world. The tumor is the fact that the life left her. She used to have an uber, she used to have a fetus in her womb, another life in her body. That life left. That life is not in anyone's body, it's in the world, it's in a better place, but it's not in her. So her body is lacking that higher dimension that her body had.
Yosei Dolphin Michael Amemar?
Also, doesn't matter.
She doesn't become Tame.
No, for Pasha does come to me. Any blood that comes out.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about it later. But it's a cesarean, you usually do have. Okay, let's get back. So the Maise, what is the Yuletis tell? What is the Shem Shmuel telling us about the Yuletis? The tumor that we have over here is a tumor of not the fact that she did something wrong, but the lack of life that's missing in her, that's the tumor that we have over here. So he continues, that's really what happens with every nida. Every nida is, but every nida didn't give birth. Right, she didn't give birth. But she, when a nida becomes nida, is because there's a potential of life that was lost over here. So every nida, really the Yuletis is teaching us in every nida. What does Yuletis do? That's very clear. Life, there was a life over here that went somewhere else. By a nida, any nida is someone who had the potential of life and gone from here. Meaning, you have here something which is a higher dimension, something which is a neshama, something which is connecting something higher, which was lost. That's the idea of nida. A nida is that she is missing something which was a little hecher, a little above this world. The way the lotion that the Shem Yishmuel brings is by Yoledes, when she gives birth, that higher, there's a neshama that left the body, and whenever there's a lack of neshama, whenever there's a lack of that connection to something higher, automatically, all koichas atum will connect to that. If we have to speak about it with the language that the things we talk about today, the idea is you either, when you have a place to connect to something higher, if that connection is missing, mimele, it's a ele. It's a something which is, for us, is causing tumor. Tells Chazal that the sphere of Sahimer is equivalent to the sphere of Anida. The Sofra law, which she counts, is the same sphere that Am Yisrael counted. Because Am Yisrael are going out of the equivalent to a nida which gets out of her tumah. Based on that, the idea is that the same way spheres, the same nida is someone who is caught, there's a tumah that comes here because of a lack of a connection to something higher, a lack of the potential that she could bring here, another neshama. Am Yisrael going to Mitzrayim, we're fixing the tumah of Mitzrayim that don't have the connection to something higher than this world. They're missing going out from a place that doesn't have the me, that doesn't have the coil, and bringing it out all together. That is a tikkun, the same tikkun that a nida needs to do. So with that, you could go and just go back into the pasha. The yuledis, what it says about yuledis is, the yuledis is like a nida. He may nidas tois a titva. So we asked, okay, but that, so why does it come after nida? According to this, the answer is, because yuledis is the one who explains to you what nida is all about. Without the yuledis, I wouldn't understand what the din of tumah of nida. The preview to the tumah, as the Shem Shmuel is referring to, when he speaks about it, he refers it more to regarding mitzvah. The preview to all tumah that Adam has, the first example that we're bringing, is a tumah of a yuledis, because that teaches us what is tumah all about. Any tumah is there's something that was lacking here, something which could have been higher and you're missing. As the Baal Tanya brings regarding mitzvah, we spoke about it last year. That mitzvah, the holy day of mitzvah is. It's not a physical sickness, as the Ramban says. The mitzvah is a ruchnidik thing. So to speak, Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving a sign to another. You should know that something's missing over here. You could have been greater. You said Lashon Hara. What we said, the Gemara said, was not Zoy Benido. Shiva Dvarim Negayim Bayim. Every one of seven things Chazal tell us Negayim come. It's really a warning from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a sign of Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's something here is missing, something that could have been something else, thing which you could have connected to a higher place. Your letters first, because that's the Hakadama. And with that, maybe the Pshat, and this will end, is that how do we go on with here? We say, how does the Torah say? You have your letters. Ubayayim eshmini, imo besar alosu. We always speak about it here, as though a Pashat. The highest level that a Yid has, the highest connection that a Jew has to something which is above this world, is the mitzvah of Mila. As Reb Tzadok says in the beginning of Yusha Shabbos, Mila, a person doesn't do anything. He doesn't do any maise to get Mila. He's a little baby, he's 8 days old, and you have a mitzvah point on a baby. Because we're born with that connection. We're born with that higher connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mila represents that connection Am Yisrael has to something which is higher than this world. So when we talk about a yuledis, we say, Shivas Yomim, she's been nida. What's the nida? She has the tumor, she has the lack of a connection to something higher. We're not talking right now about the baby. We're talking about the Isha. But I'm telling you what happens. After 7 days, she gets to the place where you could where Mila happens. Mila happens to the baby. But it refers to her as well that she went ahead to connect to something. So we'll conclude then that these days, the Sefirah Sa'imah, the message that we learn over here is that either you connect, either we bring this world to something, to a place that we connect everything that we have to something higher. Yeshli koil, everything that we have, anything that community has connects to something higher. Or that thing, that element which is not connected to something higher, is Chas Hashalom Eilelech Yisrael. It's either or. If you don't have that connection to something higher, then it's a tumas leida, then it's a tumas nida, then it's a tumas saras. The way to get out of all that is the sphere of Soimir, which connects everything that we have to a higher element, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.